Reunion by Beth H. Beth, Beth, Beth. Read by Hana Nobira for Ashes and Ghost for ITPE 2014. It wasn't like he couldn't hear Fraser's voice saying, "Honestly, Ray," and "Proprieties, Ray," and "Surely this can wait until we get home, Ray." But that was the Fraser voice that lived in his head these days, not the real one. And that damned voice must have forgot that Fraser had been gone for more than a week, more by 6 hours. And no, it couldn't wait until they got home. And so he said, "Hey, Fraser, I think I heard someone in need behind this door." Fraser frowned, but only for a second. And like Ray knew he'd do, he ignored the big red sign that said, "Authorized personnel only," and slipped through the service door. And Ray followed, leaving Deef outside to do guard duty. And when the door shut behind him, Fraser said, "There doesn't appear to be anyone in need, Ray." Except his voice was all low and throaty, and Ray pushed Fraser up against the wall and said hoarsely, "I'm in need," and grabbed Fraser's hand and brought it down to cup his already achingly hard erection. "I'm in need," he repeated more urgently, holding Fraser's hand hard against his jeans-covered cock. And then Fraser's eyes darted up away from Ray, and 2 seconds later, Fraser's hat had been thrown in a perfect arc and was covering the lens of the security camera, and then Fraser's hot mouth was on Ray's mouth, and his free hand had unbuttoned Ray's fly. And somehow or other, Ray was now the one pushed up against the wall, his cock held in the just right grasp of Fraser's "gone for a week and 6 hours" hand. And all Ray could do was hold onto Fraser's shirt, Fraser's arms, Fraser's back, Fraser's hips, Fraser's ass, as that perfect hand, that fucking perfect "gone for a week and 6 hours" hand, slid up and down along the length of his cock, and Ray felt heat everywhere, in his cock, in his balls, and then, fuck, that was it. And Ray's eyes widened, and he clutched at Fraser's shirt and gasped as he came, long and hard, all over Fraser's hand. "Ray?" And Ray, still trying to catch his breath, shook his head, not ready to hear how that had been foolish or ill-advised. But when he looked up, Fraser was grinning crookedly at him. "I missed you too," Fraser said. The end. This has been an ITPE 2014 treat for Ashes and Ghost. Hey, babe, what's up? It was really great to meet you this summer. I hope you are having a wonderful holiday season, and all the best of wishes for next year as well. Bye.